Because we talk about how this thing all starts anyway, through temptation. You got verse 13. It says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can step under it." You know what I love about this in the Greek is that it's this. It paints this picture. How many of you guys have been to the mountains and you're looking at them and they're beautiful and they're majestic and they're large, but you go, how in the world would I get through those? I mean, I'd have to climb up them and over them, but then you realize that there's a pass in the mountains. Like, I remember I was in Colorado and I don't remember what the name of the pass was. And from a distance, I mean, it looks impenetrable, impossible. But the closer you get, and as you get closer to it and you look carefully, there is a pass between them, and you can go right between them. That's exactly the idea here in the Greek in this passage. It's this idea that it can look overwhelming at the offset, but God will always provide an opportunity of escape. It's my choice. It's my decision if I'm going to do it His way. Okay, let's look at number three.
God moving from being enslaved by whatever, fear, anxiety, failure, shame, and moving into a point of freedom where those things no longer define me and they don't hold me captive anymore. And I have been infected with hepatitis C for 27 years. And the day I wrote that song was the day I took the pill, which was a treatment to rid my body of hepatitis C. And 3 months after that, found out that I was cured. I think that's in some ways further indicative of the song, is that God is carrying us through things that we don't even realize at the time that we're being carried through. And that's why I want to invite you to give your testimony. I'd love to hear.
Would you bow with me? Father, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that can empower us such that we don't have to be dragged around by the enemy, that we can give you all the praise and glory for all the good that you've done in our life. Father, just like the demoniac, we confess to you that without you, we could do nothing. But with you, what is impossible for men is possible with you, Father. Any kind of chain, any kind of foothold that is in our lives right now, Father, we put that before your throne. And Father, I ask you to power our minds, our thoughts, bring every thought captive to you, Father, that your Spirit would convict us of anything, that we would not give any room in our hearts or in our minds for any way the enemy would want to try to attack us and destroy from our families, from ourselves, and for your purposes. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that it encourages us, instructs us, inspires us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Amen.